WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
In jazz, as in any art form, critics like to draw parallels between a musician's life and work. So you read a lot about the joyful exuberance of Louis Armstrong and the urbanity of Duke Ellington. But sometimes, focusing on the ties between a musician's life and art can be misleading. These days, articles about trumpeter and flugelhorn player Tom Harrell make much of the fact that he suffers from schizophrenia. The neurological disorder is triggered by a chemical imbalance and makes Harrell appear withdrawn on stage. According to the liner notes to his new album, Stories, on the Contemporary label, Harrell can concentrate on only one of his five senses at a time. The challenges he faces are sure to attract curiosity seekers to his music. But Tom Harrell's solos are nothing if not cohesive, each phrase growing out of the one in front of it. And his compositions reflect a variety of moods, like the writing of most any mainstream jazz musician. Listen to Tom Harrell on his flamenco-tinged waltz, The Water's Edge. Tom Harrell blends his flugelhorn with Bob Berg's tenor sax is orthodox hard bop. But bassist Ray Drummond and drummer Billy Hart sometimes give the rhythm section a rockish feel without getting heavy-handed. The pianist is Niels Landoki. Harrell designed his album to focus on his side folk as much as himself. In fact, the first solo on the record belongs to Bob Berg on Harrell's tune Rapture. Bob Berg's playing with Tom Harrell is more inspired than his work in Miles Davis's band a few years ago. Davis's jazz funk seemed to restrict him. This rhythm section kicks him from behind. The band's hard edge is intensified on three tracks where John Scofield plays electric guitar. Maybe he was under-rehearsed, but Scofield sounds a bit disorganized on a couple of tunes. Here's part of his solo on Tom Harrell's Story. Thank you. way, John Scofield's scattershot solos work to the music's advantage. They offset the leader's carefully fashioned lines and broaden the music's emotional range. There's nothing really new or different about the materials Tom Harrell uses, but oddly enough, that's part of this music's charm. He takes thoroughly picked-over ingredients and still comes up with something fresh.
Kevin Whitehead is a regular contributor to Downbeat and Cadence. He reviewed Tom Harrell's new album, Stories, on the Contemporary label.